Koga, bye-bye.
12:45, DJ FK Kapalantana Show. No.
Bye.
Bye.
Hydration and antioxidants to fight fatigue. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life. The news on Kumbon Radio is brought to you by Fit Sports Drink. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
Kumbon Radio News. Kumbon at 6:30 hours.
12:45.
And at 18:50, Kumbon Radio 94.9. It's Kumbon. Hakuna Kulala.
The headlines on Kumbon Radio.
Mkulungu wa 26 residents in Mandevu constituency grapple with a water crisis. In Africa news, hero na crash between police van and a prison bus accused 16 in Namibia. Good afternoon. It is Monday, 1st September 2025, and to present the 12:45 menus, my name is Sylvester Kaumba. Some residents of Mpulungu Ward 26 in Lusaka's Mandevu constituency are grappling with a severe water shortage, having gone without water supply for over a year now. The crisis has left many households dependent on commercial boreholes, where water is sold at high prices that many cannot afford. Barnabas Zulu, a concerned resident, has revealed that several public water kiosks in the area have completely dried up with no water flowing from them. Mr. Zulu expressed a deep concern over the situation and has appealed to the government for urgent intervention. He emphasized the dear need of a sustainable water supply solution for the residents who are struggling to access this basic necessity.
Office will try to work with them to find a solution, which of course will ensure that people they have got access to clean water and sanitation. And during the same tour that we did, basically, we have seen say that the roads, they're in a bad state. Okay, they're in a bad state. If at all they can be worked on, especially that we are going towards the rain season, then that is going to also help our people. Imagine these roads that have been in this state for a long time. Okay. If you look at Mandevu constituency, Sasanga, Kabanana, Naitola, Kabange, which is the over and over 26 wards, the roads, they are in a very bad state. And these people, they are using drums to fetch water, and those drums, they are being pushed through the same roads. Now these drums, at the end of the day, they are running out. So basically what we are calling is that for the government, they can look into this particular matter, especially the
Residents of Anshinso area in Mukoshi district have expressed happiness with the progress made in the construction of a classroom block at Akaloba Primary School under the Constituency Development Fund, CDF. Wada Development Committee WDC Chairperson Fredin Shilaya said the project is nearing completion and will soon provide a conducive learning environment for pupils in the area. Mr. Nshilaya explained that the classroom block will not only save learners in Mukoshi, but also benefit children from parts of a Serenje district, as the school is located close to Shaibila Chiefdom, which borders the two districts. He further commended government for channeling CDF resources to education, noting that the project will ease the classroom shortages and help improve access to quality education in the community.
The classroom broke. Yeah, started very well. The contractor ari bomba kuinosano mulimo edio apasiene kupenta kina ndari apuasie likabomba kuino avekala chalo kariabekala nishupiri abaka baba tumpulwa kuino kuino abana bakula kuma chikulu mupeti and after all kaloba chikulu ndaya kuile izi just at the border between Mulembo, which is the other side of Serenje and the other side of Mukoshi in Kipshaibila. So the community there will benefit a lot.
Mufulila District Commanding Officer Patrick Muti has cautioned individuals engaging in criminal activities to desist, warning that the police are actively working to apprehend the perpetrators. Mr. Muti expressed a concern over the increasing number of crimes, particularly those involving young men, which seem to be committed with little regard for the law. He urged the public to report crimes promptly, emphasizing that police stations are open and ready to serve. He noted that many community members hesitate to report incidents due to fear of perpetrators, which can create the impression that the police are inactive.
I was in Kankoyo, I was in areas that I know that they are hotspot where the crime is contained. It's quiet. I don't know where these things are coming from. So, that people who complain, tell them that the right thing, that is the conference school, I am usually complaining, and we are not sorting out the problem.
Government has introduced a new policy where 400 kwacha will be deducted from farmers' earnings when they sell their maize to the Food Reserve Agency, FRA, to pay for the Farmer Input Support Program, FISIP. This move aims to ease the burden on farmers of finding money to pay for the farming inputs. Beneficiaries of the FISIP program will have the deduction made automatically when they sell their maize to the FRA. And in a telephone interview with Kombon Radio News, the Small Scale Farmers Development Agency's FADA Chief Executive Officer, Boyd Mowe, praised the government's decision, describing it as a recommendable move that shows a consideration for farmers' challenges. He added that the policy is expected to benefit small scale farmers by providing them with a guaranteed access to farming inputs.
What we saw as a challenge is that the government through FRA is asking farmers to contribute 10 bags, rather to sell 10 bags to FRA, and it ends up there. There was nothing like what has been said now. So meaning that farmers were supposed to pay sell 10 bags and then start looking for 400 kwacha to pay for PCP. Now, the way they have done it, I recommend government for that. I recommend Honorable Mtoro Pili for this decision, rather arrangement that they have made.
We now have our current business rates, and when we come back, join us for the rest of the news.
These business rates are brought to you by MTN.
Every 20 seconds, someone wins. In the MTN at 20 Thank You Zambia promo, we're giving away over 10 million kwacha worth of prizes. Daily prizes include data or minutes, cash via mobile, phones, laptop.
laptops, MiFis, 20,000 Quattro cash every month, and a fully paid weekend getaway for two to Dubai. But guess what? There's more. There's a grand prize of 1 million Quattro to be shared between two lucky winners. You could be a winner.